Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Third and 15. Steelers shift their secondary late. Two safeties now at 20 yards depth. Newton has a snap. Steelers rush three. Newton's arm is hit. Ball loose on the football field. Recovered by the Steelers at the 17-yard line. If that's not an incomplete pass, it'll be Pittsburgh football, I believe.
Jarvis Jones providing the rush demon to have his head up. He was just kind of putting his head down trying to get to the spot and runs into the throwing arm of Cam Newton to accidentally pop it out.
All right, that's from the Steelers vault back in 2014 from Carolina Panthers radio. Cam Newton sacked, fumble, Jarvis Jones in one of his only Steelers highlights. I remember, I remember that play, Chris. We're playing it because Cam Newton was released today. Kind of remember that play. I remember Jarvis Jones, I think in the AFC wildcard game against Cincinnati, that memorable Bengals meltdown, having a big sack. I think he beat Whitworth and brought down McCarron. And outside of that, there really isn't anything else that's all that memorable about Jarvis Jones, the Steelers' career. Can you recall that game? Cam Newton's 0-2 in his career against the Steelers, 2018 Thursday night game, 52-21. That clip we just played is from a game in Carolina in 2014. Can you tell me the score from that game?
I mean, the first answer is hell no, I can't, but I'm going to take my best stab at it and say 31-22.
Not bad. 37-19. Yeah. I remember, and I have a weird memory.
Eidetic memory. Don't be modest about it. You have a photographic memory.
I don't do well with like instructions and things like my wife. It's very weird. Those things,
A selective memory, then.
That's a game that I lived through and watched. Week 3, 2014, Steelers go to Carolina and bury them 37-19, and a lot of that game is lost to me. I remember almost nothing.
Yeah, that one's in the mist. The 52-21 game, because it happened much more recently and because it was such a throttling on national TV.
Bud Dupree had a pick in that game.
Right. The Jarvis Jones, was that a game Jarvis Jones ended up getting hurt? Because I recall this from the Starkey and Muller days of us talking about how he finally, I thought it was against Jacksonville, and I think it actually was. He finally looked like he was making plays, yep. Was Jones, and then he got hurt in a game. He took on a blocker or something and got knocked out for a couple of weeks, and it basically stunted any progress
he was making. Knocked Cam Newton out of that game, yeah. Which is a theme for his career. Derek Anderson came in and threw a touchdown pass in garbage time and had a perfect quarterback rating. The Steelers had two 100-yard rushers in that game. Went for 147. And LeGarrette Blount, 10 carries, 118 yards and a tutty.
That's a pretty nice game. Man, that part of it I vaguely remember now, that there was a game like that where those two both went off in kind of a spectacular way.
That would have been Arthur Motes' first year with the Steelers. He's going to join us at 4 o'clock for 2 hours today.
Mr. Meatball himself?
I just do not have a lot. Steelers went 11-5 that year. They lost to Baltimore in the first round. They lost Le'Veon Bell in week 17 against the Bengals.
See, that's one I remember vividly. Isn't that he goes out of bounds and his leg sort of gets whipped and that messes up his knee? Isn't that how that one went?
No, that was the perfect injury.
I know. I thought that happened on a play where he was going out of bounds for some reason.
Two different injuries. One, Burfict took him down. This was like a hyperextended knee where Reggie Nelson hit him low on like a little dump off over the middle.
All right, I got you now.
And then he missed the game the following Sunday against the Ravens.
Yeah, you have a freakish memory. It's actually kind of weird to talk to you about sports because I know I can't compete.
2014, Steelers were good.
That was one of many seasons, though, Pony, where like they were good, but nothing came
of
it.
They won the AFC North, and then they got beat at home by Baltimore.
So that's kind of the curse. That's funny that you bring it up in these terms. It's kind of the curse of being them, right? They're good. They win the division. In any objective manner or measure, or by any objective measure, going 11-5, winning your division is good. Losing in the first round of the playoffs, if you're the Steelers, is bad. And they were getting overshadowed probably at that very point in time. What week was that in the season, that Carolina game? Week three?
Week three.
The Pirates were in the midst of making another run to the playoffs.
Yeah, you're right. That probably was the focus for me.
And that was a Pirates season that started so badly, I vividly remember going on the air and saying in May, this team is dead in the water. And then, of course, they got red
hot.
Here
is the other here's what I don't remember about. Okay, so here's just, I don't know, we're now in the mode of looking back on 2014 season. They lost the first, like, prime time, like, important week two Thursday night game when NFL finally rolled out, like, its full season Thursday night schedule. They got crushed at Baltimore 26-6. They come back, they beat Carolina 37-19, and then the all-time Tomlin game happened in week four. They got beat at home by Tampa Bay 27-24. Mike Glennon,
I was at that
Lewis
game.
Murphy.
I was at that game and left and was like many other people in the parking lot because I figured the game was over and I was going to do more tailgating. And that hit.
Yep.
With our mutual friend, Hurricane Carl.
It's funny that you bring up Twitter for a second here because as soon as Cam Newton got cut, I tweeted out, should the Steelers kick the tires on him?
I love it.
And this might surprise some people here. I think there's a difference between Jameis Winston and Cam Newton in this way. So I do believe that any team like the Steelers that understands that they're running out of time with their franchise quarterback, if one becomes available at a discounted price, I think you have to at least consider it. Like I saw Kevin Clark, who I like, who covers the NFL, I think for Wall Street Journal. He tweeted, any team should at least like do their homework on Cam Newton right now, regardless of who their starter is. You know, if you could buy low on this guy, at least think about it. But he's different for me, Chris. Here's the analogy I'll make on Cam Newton. It reminds me of a starting pitcher in baseball that has huge seasons, but because of like too many innings,
like, falls off a cliff.
The guy's done. Yeah, like Tim Lincecum, Johan Santana had a bunch of injuries. And like they become available, and you see the name, and it gets you excited.
You think it should be somebody that's a stud. Like, didn't the Pirates bring in for like a hot minute Johan Santana?
No.
I could have swore that. Here's what it was. They were like interested in him on some sort of a minor league deal, and I remember thinking and falling into this trap, oh boy, Johan Santana. But by that point, there's a reason that they're kind of shot to hell and nobody's that interested. See, Winston is much more appealing to me in theory than Cam Newton. Cam Newton's not going to get a lot of kicks on the tires because everybody knows how much punishment he's absorbed.
And no one can do a physical on him right now.
Right. That's one thing. But I think even if they could, Pony, and he got a clean bill of health, there would be his shoulders jacked up. He had Lisfranc surgery. He's just had an accumulation of injuries. You've talked about this with Lamar Jackson, right? Maybe the Ravens say even if he continues to improve as a passer, they try to get like 8, maybe 10 great years out of him, right?
Yes.
I think that's what's happened with Cam Newton. You got an MVP quality season out of him that he actually won the MVP for. He was one of the better quarterbacks in the league, but I think you have already seen by far the best days of him.
I think his career ultimately in Carolina ends up being a disappointment. He was there for 9 years. They had 3 winning seasons. I mean, when you draft.
Is it a disappointment if they win that Super Bowl?
No.
Yeah, I agree. And the fact that he made the old business decision in that game didn't help.
He turns 31 this offseason. I think there's a much better chance, even though Ben is closer to 40 than he is 30, I think there's a much better chance Big Ben bounces back in 2020 than Cam Newton. And I don't say that lightly. I'm not saying that to try to curry favor with people here.
Well, they're two different players at this point. And Newton, I mean, he is. Ton of arm talent. He can make all the throws.
I don't think Cam Newton. I don't think Cam Newton made. And I'm going to actually give Todd Haley a little bit of credit here. I don't think Cam Newton has successfully made the, like, in his 30s, in the middle of his career transition that Big Ben made. Where,
do,
like,
you think he even tried to?
Do I think Newton tried to?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
That's the thing. I would give Haley and the Steelers credit philosophically for just forcing this upon Ben Roethlisberger, because I'm willing to make this bet. If Haley had never come here and instituted more of a quick passing game and Ben grudgingly went along with it for several years, if that never happens, I think Ben is already retired. I don't think he's playing football right now. I think it has extended the shelf life of his career by at least a couple years and tens of millions of dollars.
My friends at FanDuel are still listing the Steelers as Cam Newton's week one team. They have Pittsburgh 8th on the list at 20-1. They have Miami as the favorite right now to land him. Jacksonville 2nd, Chargers 3rd. We know that won't happen. Patriots 4. That would really surprise me.
If he had a cleaner bill of health, maybe I could see Belichick at least thinking about it. But I just, some, the best response you got when you wrote out, should the Steelers kick the tires on Cam Newton today, was a gentleman, I think, named Benedict, I don't know, who said, not if they want the tires to stay on the car. That's what he is at this point. He's a guy who, if you kick him, if you push him over too hard, he might break again. Why do you want something that's chicken wire and duct tape physically?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.